Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Silchar in Assam today to lay foundation stones of various projects worth 23,550 crore rupees. Our correspondent has the details.
Prime Minister will perform the Bhumi Pujan for three projects today at Ambikapur in Silchar. These are Silchar High Speed Corridor at a projected cost of 22,864 crore. Silchar Town Flyover at a projected cost of approximately 565 crore and the Patharkandi Agriculture College at a projected cost of 122 crore. Shashwati Bhattacharji, AIR Akashvani, Silchar.
India has highlighted to Iran the importance of unhindered transit of energy and goods amid the current situation in West Asia. During the interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Iranian President Dr. Masoud Pezeshkian on Thursday and stressed on New Delhi's priority regarding the safety and well-being of Indian nationals in the region, including in Iran. The spokesperson also reiterated India's consistent position that all issues must be resolved through dialogue and diplomacy. Special Secretary, Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Rajesh Kumar Sinha said that there are 24 Indian-flagged vessels to the west of Strait of Hormuz and 3 Indian-flagged vessels to the east of Strait of Hormuz. Overall, port operations across India remain stable. A standard operating procedure has been issued for all the major ports and state maritime boards to proactively facilitate shipping lines and exporters through stakeholder coordination and time-bound grievance redressal. A nodal officer as a single point of contact has been appointed by all major ports. The government remains fully committed to ensuring the safety and welfare of Indian seafarers and protecting India's maritime interests. The government of Maharashtra has decided to set up special district-level committees to ensure the uninterrupted supply of domestic and commercial LPG cylinders in the state amid concerns arising from the Iran-Israel conflict. Additional Chief Secretary of the Food, Civil Supplies and Consumer Protection Department, Anil Diggikar, has directed all concerned agencies to take the necessary steps to maintain smooth LPG distribution and keep a close watch on supplies across the state. In Manipur, the Directorate of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Government said that there is no shortage of LPG or other petroleum products in Manipur and sufficient stock is available. The director, through a press release, said that certain social media users and propagandists are spreading misinformation about an alleged shortage or possible shortage of LPG and other petroleum products in the state, and such claims are misleading consumers and the general public. Meanwhile, Iran's ambassador to India, Mohammad Fathali, has indicated that India could soon get safe passage through the Strait of Hormuz. Talking to media in New Delhi yesterday, Ambassador Fathali said that India is a friend to Iran. On whether Iran would allow Indian ships to pass, Mr. Fathali expressed optimism regarding the issue. Meanwhile, Joint Secretary, Union Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said India is self-sufficient in the production of petrol and diesel. She said all refineries are working at 100% capacity and have adequate inventory of crude. In West Bengal, the first supplementary voter list under Special Intensive Revision, or SIR, is expected next week, following a directive from the Supreme Court. Sources in the Election Commission of India said over 60 lakh names were under review in the initial list, with around 15 lakh already resolved. Verification for nearly 35 lakh voters is ongoing, and cases not appearing in the supplementary list will be heard by the tribunals set up under the Supreme Court's order, the officials added. In chess, Mayank Chakraborty has achieved his third and final Grandmaster nom and crossed the FIDE rating of 2509, officially becoming the 94th Grandmaster of India. With this incredible achievement, he has also become the first ever Grandmaster from Assam and the entire Northeast region, creating a historic milestone for chess in the state. And in women's hockey, India stormed into the final of FIH Hockey World Cup Qualifiers 2026, beating Italy 1-0 in Hyderabad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.